أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان لبشر أن يكلمه الله إلا وحيا أو من وراء حجاب أو يرسل رسولا فيوحي بإذنه ما يشاء إنه علي حكيم وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور صدق الله العظيم. The Yahud came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you are the Nabi of Allah, then why does not Allah communicate with you openly like how Allah had communicated with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam? Now on the one hand, this was again a fabrication on their part that they said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicated with Musa alayhi salatu wassalam openly. On the other hand, they made this statement to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in response to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses. وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا فَيُوحِيَ بِإِذْنِهِ مَا يَشَى. It is not within the power, the capability, the ability of man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to him illa wahyan, except by an infusion, or min wara'i hijabin, or that Allah speaks behind a veil, or yursila rasulan, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a rasul, that is a messenger, fayuhiya bi'idhnihi ma yasha, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals, communicates whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires by His command. Innahu aliyun hakim. Certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ali. Allah ta'ala is most high. And hakim, Allah is most wise. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about three modes of communication with the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. On the one hand, Allah Ta'ala says, if no man, no human has the power, the ability of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no person, no human will speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our terms, in our human terms, face to face. And hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the possibilities that man will communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this refers to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. One is behind a veil. Now there is no veil that can really contain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no parda, there is no hijab that can contain Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But actually this veil is the weakness of the eye of man. And hence because of that, this veil comes in between. Now when we look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicating with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, or for that matter, according to those ulama, with our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Mi'raj, then obviously it was not in our terms face to face, but there was a veil, and from behind that, Musa alayhi salatu wasallam, or for that matter, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, according to the ulama, that is how that communication had taken place. And then secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this wahya. Allah speaks about this infusion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down the Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam used to infuse this message into the heart of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam and even our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whatever message Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam had, he used to place it into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam of the past. Or the third mode was that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam sometimes had come in the form of a human, like most famously known in the form of the famous Sahabi Hazrat Dihya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he had spoken to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we also know that he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his original form. So this is the mode and this is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed and Allah ta'ala sent down the message to the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. So these Yahud that made the statement to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam were misguided that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had spoken to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala face to face and there was no veil in between. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down this revelation and the angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam فَيُوحِيَ بِإِذْنِهِ مَا يَشَىٰ, he then communicates by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired that needs to be communicated. So this came down via Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala used to communicate with the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam in this manner, in this fashion. Otherwise man is too weak, our eyes are too weak to have seen the vision, any vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hereafter, obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us that spiritual strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us the strength of the hereafter, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant us the good fortune of seeing the tajalli and the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make that a reality and grant us that great ni'mat. Thereafter Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا, and similarly, we reveal to you. Now here the word ruh refers to a spirit. Some of the ulama say it was Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam that came down to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, min amrina, from because of our command, and that is how it happened. There are those ulama kiram that say that the word ruh here is in its original form, in other words spirit, and the ruh of something is brings life. A corpse is dead when there is ruh, when there is that soul that is in it, then that corpse has life. When that soul is removed, that corpse will remain a corpse. And like that, this refers in actual fact to the wahi, the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or for that matter the Nabi's Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although man was living, but man was spiritually dead. There was absolutely nothing in the spirituality of the human being before the coming of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent the Nabi's, Allah sent our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that spiritually dead human now became alive because of the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man began to follow the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then that spirituality came alive, and that was as though this whole wahi was a ruh, and it is the soul of a human being. And today also we will feel and we'll experience that spiritual death, because this wahi that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down has not been brought into our lives. And this is actually what is lacking. And wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the whole deen and the entire commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah says, مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you did not know what the kitab was, وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ, and nor did you know what was iman. Now one should not be mistaken by this ayat. Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, even before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them nubuwat, they had full iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will never ever find that no matter how much of allegations the kuffar had made against our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam or any Nabi before him, but they never made an allegation that you were an idolater, you worshipped idols, you were a polytheist. Those kind of allegations were never made, because Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, from their very, very birth, they were muwahideen. They were ones that believed in the oneness and the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah implies here is that you did not have the knowledge of the aspects of Iman. The fundamental of Iman was imbued in the hearts of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. But the finer details of it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the time when Allah granted the nubuwat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So there was one time in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam up to the time of wahi. Before that, there was absolutely no kitab. There was no Quran that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had recited. There was no dawah that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given. Thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted the nubuwat to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Walakin ja'alnahu nuran, but then we made it a nur, a light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when this light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, tahdi bihi man yasha'u min ibadina, then you showed the path, you showed the way to whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired from the servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, Allah Rabbul Izzat's desire, whoever should get Iman, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then imbued the heart of those individuals, and those individuals got Iman from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paved the way by showing them the path. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly you guide to the Sirati Mustaqim, you guide to the straight path. And what is the Sirati Mustaqim? Simply put, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Sirati Allah. This is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Sirati Mustaqim that we ask for in Surah Fatiha, that Sirati Mustaqim that we all desire, that is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that path was shown to us by our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alladhi lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. That Allah, for whom belongs the sovereignty of the skies and the earth, everything is in the hands of Allah. The treasures of everything is in the hands of Allah. The keys of the treasures of everything is in the hands of Allah. And Allah says, Ala ilallahi tasirul umur. Listen well, that everything, all affairs, all matters return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reaches Allah Rabbul Izzat. If that is the case, then why don't we also travel this path towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? This concludes Surah Shura. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and accept it. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.